With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Business owners in one of Yellowstone National Park's most popular gateway communities say the peak summer season has been busier than ever with more visitors. At the same time, a shortage of workers is affecting how many tourism dollars they can rake in. At Tumbleweed Books and Cafe in Gardner, people line up to order smoothies and iced coffees. Owner Anna Holloway finishes wrapping an egg burrito and takes a quick break.
This is hands down the busiest summer I've seen in the 15 years that I've lived here and the 12 years that I've owned the Tumbleweed.
Down the street at Montana Whitewater, rafting manager Sam Bollinger fields phone calls before the first tour group shows up.
Talking with a lot of our customers, a lot of them were planning on doing trips overseas. And instead of going overseas, they came to Yellowstone this year.
Yellowstone National Park's July visitation stats released Tuesday show nearly 1 million people passed through gateway communities to visit the park last month, even with travel fears and restrictions related to the coronavirus pandemic. Visits in June were down, but July saw a 2% increase over the same month last year.
We did not expect this. We expected to do about 50% of our business, and it turned out that we did, well over 100% of our business for July.
Despite the bump in tourists, Bollinger says Montana Whitewater scaled back some of its tours. Anna Holloway says she may need to temporarily close Tumbleweed Books and Cafe. They just don't have enough staff, something many other Gardner business owners are facing as well.
They don't have anything available tonight with three separate beds in it.
Nearby at the Comfort Inn, general manager Laura Clem says she has a few minutes to talk between phone calls and guests checking out.
We also, of course, like everyone else in town, have a shortage of staff. So a lot of times if we have 77 rooms and 60 of them need cleaned, you have three housekeepers, that's a lot of rooms to get cleaned.
Oh,
there's just no staff in town.
How many would you have ideally? How many?
Total staff, I usually have around 20, 21 for front desk, breakfast, housekeeping. Right now, I believe we have 8.
Is it the J-1 issue?
It is.
Okay.
It is. Of course, they weren't allowed to come into the country.
J-1 and other temporary work visas have been frozen since June. President Donald Trump wrote in a proclamation an influx of guest workers presented a risk to the U.S. labor market following the coronavirus outbreak. Therese Petkoff, executive director of the Gardner Chamber of Commerce, told YPR the majority of businesses employ seasonal workers with this type of visa to get through the summer. Anna Holloway with Tumbleweed Books and Cafe says businesses also had to compete with the extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits, which expired at the end of July. The state of Montana recently applied for a federal grant to add an extra $400 a week.
I lost 3 people that were committed to work for me this summer that decided to stay on unemployment instead. So I ended up hiring probably 5 high schoolers.
With the school year starting up again, Holloway says she may need to temporarily shut down Tumbleweed if she can't find more employees. She says her cafe is one of the few remaining places in Gardner open for breakfast. Another popular spot was destroyed by a fire in July, and other restaurants have reduced their hours or temporarily closed due to staffing shortages. While demand is up at Tumbleweed and Montana Whitewater, Laura Clem with the Comfort Inn says the number of guests is lower than this time last year, partly because they're trying to adhere to public health guidelines to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Once somebody's in a room, we try and block it for the next night, so then somebody's not going in there directly after.
Many travelers this summer have also been hesitant to stay in hotels and motels, opting instead to camp. The drop in hotel, motel, bed and breakfast, guest ranch, and resort guests also means a drop in state bed tax revenue. Dollars generated from bed taxes statewide this April, May, and June during stay-at-home mandates and park closures are less than half of the revenue from the same stretch last year, according to data from the Montana Department of Revenue. In Park County, earnings in June last year were over $8.8 million compared to less than $5.4 million this year. That's about a 40% drop. The full impact of the pandemic on state revenues remains to be seen, but Sam Bollinger at Montana Whitewater says the rafting company is going to be just fine.
It's been an interesting season.
Yeah.
In Gardner, I'm Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News.